I say, good morning, beloved ones. Ooh, yes, I'm going to do it again. Good morning, beloved ones.
Good morning.
And to you beautiful souls out there, I hear you. You can respond too. I say good morning and greetings to each of you who are joining us again, as I like to say, in the ethers, over the line. We're grateful for your presence as well. Well, you know, this is it, beloved ones. This is the last Sunday of Advent, the Sunday before Christmas. So whatever you need to do, I hope you've gotten it done. But this is a time of preparation. And we know that the three Sundays before this one, we were covering the themes of hope, right? That's the first Advent theme, of peace, of love, and now this morning, of joy. What a wonderful way to end the preparation period, this Advent, to prepare for the arrival. And Advent means the preparation, the time to prepare for the arrival of the Christ child, the Christ consciousness, the Christ spirit, the Christ love into the world. And what better way to end that preparation than with some joy? Joy, joy, joy. So I thought I would take the time, even though we heard some of the story in our responsive reading, on certain occasions, special occasions, I like to read the scripture so that we can hear. The story is familiar to most of us. But you never know. There may be a soul who's never heard the story. So I like to read the story of Christmas morn. And I'm reading from Luke chapter 2. And I've chosen the New Living Translation. It says, at the time, the Roman emperor, Augustus, decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby and guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. And suddenly the angel was joined by a host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those for whom God is well pleased. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And they hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Glory to God. Last week we talked about what glory to God in the highest means. You know, we talked about peace and love and how when we are open and receptive to that living spirit that indwells each of us as an expression and an animation of God's love as the Christ, then we give glory when we're living at our highest, when we're doing our very best. And so this is our season as well. We always like to say that Jesus is the reason for the season. But that Christ spirit that Jesus manifested and embodied also indwells us. So this is our season. This is our time to be born again, to feel the rising up of this spirit and having it move through us so that we too can shine with glory, that those who are walking in darkness can see the light as it moves through us. So we are grateful for that. But I love that the angel said that he was bringing news of great joy, right? Joy that will be for all the people, not just some of the people, but all the people. I've noticed that there are many, many cultures and people now who are not necessarily celebrating Christmas, but they are taking this time to celebrate joy, and they're putting up, you know, Christmas trees and doing all of the wonderful things because it's a joyous time. And so this is the season for us to remember who we are and who God is in and through and as us. The angel said, I'm coming. There's great news of a great joy that shall be for all the people. Now, I don't know about you, but I could use some joy right about now, right? In fact, I'm sure the whole world could use some joy right about now. Because, you know, there's some things happening, not just in our nation, but around the world. There's tumult energy and friction and war and division, and, you know, not enoughness. So I'm knowing that the world could also use something of this joy. Now, I want us to understand that there's a difference between joy and happiness. A lot of people, well, happiness is good now. Nothing wrong with happiness. I take a little bit of happiness too. Nothing wrong with that. But joy, joy is of a different nature. Joy is much deeper than happiness. You know, joy is what I said before. Joy is like happiness on steroids, remember? Yes, it's a powerful expression. Happiness can be attributed to things, to situations, to circumstances, to conditions that are outside of ourselves that seem to make us happy. Have you ever said, oh, that makes me happy. She makes me happy. He makes me happy. This makes me happy. But just like things can make you happy, they can also make you what? Sad. Oh, this thing is the cause of me feeling sad. This person, that person. So we get fixated sometimes of seeking, you know, happiness. And therefore we're seeking what? The things that are going to make us happy. The people that are going to make us happy. The right house that's going to make us happy. The right job that's going to make us happy. Right? The right spouse that'll make us happy. And sometimes we get those things and we go, well, this ain't happiness. What happened to the happy? Right? That's because what we really want to seek is something deeper than happy. We want to experience joy, this great joy that the angel spoke about that was available to all people. You see, joy is something, real joy, that comes from within. It is rooted in the spirit of the divine. Happiness is a result of something. It's a result of that job, that this, that, right? It's an effect. But joy is a state of being that is present, always present, regardless of one's situation or circumstance or condition. Joy is present in the midst of your sadness. Joy is present in the midst of your pain. Joy is present in the midst of anything that you think you are lacking. Joy is present in that. Because it is that state of being that is of the divine and is of God that never ceases to be. Just like peace is present always. Hope is present always. Love is present always, regardless of our situation, circumstance, condition. And so when we open ourselves up to this consciousness, then we're starting to tap something that's really deep and is available to us in all ways. When I was, I see my good friend is here, Barbara Steele from, she used to be my buddy that I went to India with. And when we would go, we had many, many teachings. And one of the teachings that was very, very powerful that they would share was about causeless love. That God and the divine is causeless love. See, you know, happiness is the effect, but what's the cause? The cause is not that person. The cause is not that job. The cause is not that. God is divine cause, but it's causeless. It's there always. We don't have to cause God to do anything. And so this causeless love is a state and condition that is not predicated on whether we do the right thing and whether we're good people, whether we are, you know, checking that list and making sure that we're not on the naughty list and we're doing everything right. Thank goodness, because if it was up to that, many of us would never get into heaven or have any blessings, because nobody's perfect. We all have a little naughty sometimes. We all miss the mark sometimes, right? But this causeless love, meaning it's present all the time. And joy is the same thing. There is causeless joy. The multitudes in the heavens were shouting and they were praising and they were experiencing causeless joy. They came down just to support the angel. Because anytime there was talk about what God was doing, the angel, the heavenly hosts were like, woo, causeless joy all over the place. And so this is an important fact that we want to be able to experience, right? Joy that is ever present. One of my favorite scriptures comes from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. And Nehemiah, I love Nehemiah because he was very, very faithful. He was the one who was building something, and a lot of people came around and they were trying to get him to come down. He said, I cannot come down because I'm doing the work for the Lord. Y'all got to wait. But anyway, he was trying to encourage the people, and they were disappointed because they were hearing from him and others about God's law and what this law was requiring of them, and they were sad or whatever. And so Jeremiah says this phrase to them as they were all caught up in their sadness and the state of their being and their lives. And he said to them, he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And he was encouraging them, stop looking at the conditions, the circumstances, and the situation for your joy. You have something far greater. And so he says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I thought, how appropriate for these days that we are in. Because we certainly not only could use joy, but we could use some strength to move through these challenging times, right? We're going to have something to take us through, to keep our spirits buoyed up, because there's a lot of stuff that is happening every day. I can't keep track of all the little things. So many changes. And we may never go back to the place where we have come from. We're going to be a completely different nation. I hope a better one, but it will be different. We're going to be in a season of becoming and unfolding, and sometimes that's not a comfortable place to be. So we're going to need some strength. We're going to need some joy, and the joy of the Lord is my strength, which is going to enable me to move through these challenging times. And if we are able to move through these times with some joy, all the better, you know, all the better. I Googled, you know, I like to Google and look up AI or whatever. So I Googled, well, I'm a wordsmith, so I like to see the deeper meanings of words. So I'm going to Google the phrase, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And this is what I found. It said this, that phrase is a biblical phrase meaning your inner resilience and power comes from God's presence and delight in you, not circumstances, providing deep, unshakable strength to overcome trials and live victoriously. And so when I read that, I went, ooh, 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 I like that, right? The joy of the Lord is my strength means that I have an inner resilience available to me, a power that is available to me that doesn't come from anything out here, but it comes from God's presence in my being, in my life. And then it says it comes from God's presence and delight in you, meaning God delights in me. I am the apple of God's eye, you know, that, wow, think the creator of all that is delights in my being, delights in me, and that not circumstances, but provides a deep, unshakable strength to overcome trials. Anybody here have any trials? Mm-hmm. And not only to overcome these trials, but to live victoriously. So I'm like, yes, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So there's a connection between the joy and the strength that we are seeking, the strength that we need. And who doesn't need some deep, unshakable strength to overcome any kind of trial and to live victoriously? We all do. But all of that, this overcoming energy, this overcoming power, right? It all comes from the joy of the Lord. This is why the angel proclaimed to the shepherds that he was bringing them some good news, that a great joy, not a little bit of joy, a great joy had come to all the people, right? This birth of the Christ within, this Christ babe, the babe Jesus, and this Christ that was being born not only into human consciousness, but into our hearts and our minds and our consciousness, was going to bring the joy of the Lord into the world, into our very lives, which means, you know, we're here to bring some joy into the world. We're here to bring some light into the world. Yes? Yes, that's wonderful. So if you've never known what your assignment is, you've ever thought what your purpose is, and there are many of them, but one of them is that you got to bring this light. You got to bring the joy. You got to bring the essence of the divine into the world. That's why you're here. This is good news, right? This is good news. And so the angels were excited about that. And when one angel told that the other angels had to come, the heavenly host had to come and say, yes, we're celebrating that. Yes. Glory, right? So when we're doing something for spirit, know that we always have the backing of the heavenly host. You know, you're never working by yourself. You're never doing anything on your own. The heavenly hosts are behind you. If you're doing something that is of good, that is of God, you got backup. You got the spirit behind you. So the angel was bringing this good news that a great joy of the Lord was now going to come into the world, into consciousness. So how do we access this causeless joy that resides within us? How do we access it? Because it's really, you know, we don't have to earn it. This is not like, you know, that's why I like grace. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to earn love. You don't have to earn peace. You don't have to earn hope. You don't have to earn joy. Those things exist within you, because it's the very nature of the divine. But how do we then access these wonderful blessings, these gifts? Well, the answer lies within. We have to spend time dwelling. The scripture says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. right? So we've got to dwell. We're not trying to earn it, but if we want to have the experience, if we want to create ourselves as an open channel, an open vessel, we got to dwell in the consciousness of the divine. Dwell in Christ consciousness. Dwell in the awareness of God. Dwell in the presence of God. Dwell within the manger of our own hearts, where resides hope and love and peace and all the gifts of the Spirit. We got to dwell there, because it's there that we're going to find those gifts that we're seeking. Hope, peace, love, joy, all the fruit of the Spirit. It is there that we're going to find that when we dwell here, that we have all of these things, including joy, but then we begin to be strengthened and uplifted, and we have this access to the overcoming presence and power that is joy, right there within us. And I'm saying, if you have hope, peace, and love, well, joy has to follow. If I've got hope, which is faith, really, and I got some peace, infinite peace, and I have some love, divine love, well, I'm going to be joyous. Joyous is a natural cause, right? I have to just, but I need to become aware that I want to have access to this causeless love, this causeless joy. And when I, speaking of India, when I was there, one of the first things, and I don't know if you remember, Barbara, but one of the first things, we were neophytes, so we didn't know, you know, we were trying to keep up with everybody. And they were having us do this, it's called a japa. And a japa is a chant or that you chant over and over, a meditation. And we would say it be like an affirmation that you would chant, but you're chanting it and affirming it and claiming it as a meditative tool, you know, as a way to move beyond. And the words were, and we did this for a long time walking around, it was, you know, I am consciousness, existence, and bliss. I'm consciousness, existence, bliss. And so all the time, you're walking around, I'm consciousness. We're walking in circles. I'm consciousness, existence, bliss. Because all we are is consciousness. We are the awareness that God is. We are this consciousness, right, of the divine. And consciousness is everything that we think, feel, hold. And the existence, we exist. Existence means exit out of, to exist out of, to come out of. We come out of this consciousness of God. And when we remember that we come out of the consciousness of God, we come out of the presence of God, we come out of this thing that delights in us, we have bliss, we have joy, we have love, you know, we have all of these things. And so when we are dwelling in this awareness, in the consciousness, and allowing causeless hope and causeless love and causeless peace and causeless joy to fill our being, then we are sort of delighting in God. That's what bliss is. We're delighting in the presence. We're overtaken with joy and the feelings of goodness, you know, by God and all of our problems and challenges. Because if you focus on that, that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to have. So we focus and we delight ourselves. One of my other favorite scriptures comes from Psalm 37:4, and it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Delight yourself. When was the last time you delighted yourself in the Lord? Right? We usually go to the Lord, we ask Him for things and whatever, but have you taken the time to delight in God? You know, and again, I was thinking this morning, well, D means from, like desire means from the Father, from Sire, from the Father. But when we are delighting, it's from the light, from the light. So sitting and delighting in God is allowing the light of God to just meet, for us to move into the awareness that we are light. We are one with the divine. We are delighting in this presence and in this power. And when we take the time to dwell in this exalted consciousness, friends, in the awareness of God, you know, not simply as the things we want, not as the things we need. That's the Santa Claus God. We want to delight in God that is that which we seek, is the fulfillment of our heart's desire. And when it's really coming from the heart, it's coming from that place that knows that what I'm seeking is more than things. I'm seeking the energy that lies behind the thing. I'm seeking the power that is behind the thing. Because the thing one day will fade. The thing one day will go away. The thing one day will break. But if I can get behind the thing to the thing that created the thing, ooh, then I have something. So I want to delight in God and move into that place of high exalted consciousness. Because when I'm delighting, God is also delighting in me, because we are one. And so I'm not just seeking all of these things. I am becoming and being and unfolding and resting and indwelling and expressing and letting and allowing, shining, doing all of these things. So this is our time. This is our season to delight, to rejoice, you know. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say what? Rejoice. This is the time for us to bring joy back again, to rejoice. Bring that joy back again. Bring that joy into every situation, every circumstance. Even when you have challenges, be they physical challenges, ooh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. There's joy in the midst of this condition. There's joy in the midst of this situation. I need to rejoice. I need to bring myself back into the present, to the awareness of joy, of peace, of hope, of love, whatever it is that we, whatever quality of being that speaks to God that we are seeking to have manifest, we bring it back into our lives. So let your joy begin to spring forth from within you, because it's already there, you know? And if we find some happiness in this season through giving and receiving of gifts and sharing, oh, that's fine too, because, you know, I give and people can be happy, but I am giving not out of the consciousness so that I can get happiness. I'm going to give because it's my divine nature to give and to express. And I'm going to receive because it's what? It's my divine nature to receive all of the goodness and blessings of God. So when you're giving and receiving all of these gifts, I want you to remember your real gifts, your joy. I want you to remember the real reason for the season, that Christ spirit that indwells you. Hope, peace, love, and joy. Christ in me is my hope of glory. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Perfect love casts out all fear. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Yes. Beloved ones, we're equipped. We are equipped, right? So as we move through this season, recognize and remember ourselves as light bearers, truth tellers, holy healers, seekers, finders, and an open vessel through which the divine can express itself. That's our work, because the world is waiting for us to bring joy. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. The spiritual law is here. And we are the ones that shall enact the law, express the law. So may we all awaken to, on Christmas morning, may we awaken to the truth of who we are, the Christ of God, equipped and empowered from on high and from within. And so I wanted to just close with a reading of the Daily Word, but I also came across this quote from Satguru, and it says, "Peace and joy happen neither in the quietness of the forest nor out of the accomplishments of the marketplace, but only from within." Only from within. So thank you, and as you remember the real reason for the season, may you be truly blessed and a blessing. Yes, yes, a blessed and a blessing. Let us bring joy to the world. So it is. So it is, amen. Amen.